This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, first name Tamika, T-A-M-E-K-A, date of birth July 11, 1978, date of evaluation February 7, 2023. The chief complaint, correction, identifying information, the claimant presented a California driver's license which correctly identified the claimant, period. This was an ID card which was issued and not a license or permit, period. The chief complaint, again, is 44-year-old African-American female referred for disability evaluation, HBI. Patient is known to have history of congestive heart failure, pulmonary embolism, and diabetes, period. She stated that she had first reported low extremity swelling and shortness of breath in approximately August of 2022. She was hospitalized with congestive heart failure at a North Bay hospital for 1 month. She was discharged December 8, period. She is subsequently maintained on home oxygen, period. She reports dyspnea on exertion at approximately one block. She has no chest pain or palpitations, but reports symptoms of orthopnea, period. The patient records are reviewed, period. She had been admitted to a Sutter hospital October 28, 2022, and discharged November 1, 2022, period. She has history of recurrent acute on chronic pulmonary embolism due to medical noncompliance. At that visit, CT pulmonary angiogram revealed small pulmonary embolism in the left pulmonary artery, and further noted the presence of right pulmonary arterial linear filling defects, period. There was moderate right and small left pleural effusion, period. The patient was at that time discharged with diagnosis of recurrent acute on chronic PE due to medical noncompliance, prior history of DVT, left arm due to IV drug use, next number moderate right small pleural effusion with extensive right lower lobe and mid-right lower lobe consolidation / atelectasis. Next number, chronic diastolic right heart failure with dilated cardiomyopathy. Next number, anxiety. Next number, diabetes. Next number, hypertension. Next number, dyslipidemia. Next number, obesity. Next number, substance use disorder, including tobacco, amphetamine, and IV drug use. Next number, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number, homelessness. The past medical history is as above. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy. The medications at the time of her recent discharge. Lasix, 40 milligrams daily, insulin level 10 units sub-Q BID, metformin 1,000 milligrams PO BID, albuterol PRN shortness of breath, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had diabetes, father COPD, social history, she has history of polysubstance use to include IV drug use, methamphetamine, marijuana, and cigarette smoking. D. Physical examination, correction, review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain, respiratory, asthma, HPI, genitourinary, frequency of urination, psychiatric, anxiety and depression, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 123/70, pulse 76, respiratory rate 20, height 66 inches, weight 184.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT head is atraumatic, nomocephalic, pupil equal, round reactive to light and accommodation, sclera clear, extraocular muscles are intact, vision, both eyes 20/100-1, right 20/70, left 20/200. The cardiovascular exam, she has a loud second sound period. There is soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. The impression, this 44-year-old female with history of polysubstance used to include amphetamine is noted to have history of congestive heart failure, period. She currently appears euvolemic, period. She has history of recurrent pulmonary embolism, period. Her dyspnea and orthopnea are multifactorial with symptoms as related to diastolic heart failure, comma, recurrent pulmonary embolism, and almost certainly some degree of pulmonary arterial hypertension as related to ongoing substance use. Medical source statement, she is unable to perform tasks requiring significant lifting, pushing, or pulling, given her underlying decrease cardiorespiratory reserves, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.